USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On Sunday, Iran's parliament speaker, Mohammed Khilibaf, said that a three-month monitoring agreement with the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency has expired, so inspectors can no longer access nuclear sites. Three researchers from China's Wuhan Institute of Virology sought hospital care in November of 2019, months before China disclosed the COVID-19 pandemic. The timeline disputes China's claim that the virus came from the wild. The United States will expand temporary protection against deportation for 18 months to Haitian citizens already in the United States, the DHS announced on Saturday. Temporary Protection Status, or TPS, shields migrants from designated nations from deportation and grants them work permits in the United States on the basis that it would be unsafe to return them to their home countries due to a crisis such as an armed conflict or a natural disaster. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Another governor is caught ignoring their pandemic guidelines. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Michigan's governor has issued an apology after being caught violating her own health orders. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was photographed at an East Lansing bar, apparently violating her social distancing order. Whitmer apologized on Sunday, saying that because everyone in her group was vaccinated, she hadn't thought twice when two tables were pushed together to accommodate the growing group. Whitmer is one of several governors who have faced severe backlash over their COVID restrictions. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Black Lives Matter activist Sasha Johnson is in critical condition after sustaining a gunshot wound in an incident in South London. In a statement on the group's Facebook page, the party said the incident happened in the early hours of Sunday and followed numerous death threats. A Met police statement said there was nothing to suggest that it had been a targeted attack. Johnson is a prominent member of the TTIP, which has been described as Britain's first black-led political party. Sasha is a mother of three children. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Republican lawmakers are pushing a bill to allow ICE agents to do their job after President Biden, with an executive order, hindered their efforts. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Three Republican senators are introducing a bill to allow local law enforcement the power to enforce immigration laws. Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama is one of them. He tells Fox News,
you know, they've cut the legs out of ICE. Their apprehensions are down almost 70% this year with the influx of migrants coming in. You know, that's ridiculous. So this basically says we want to empower the local and state law enforcement, which right now they don't have jurisdiction, but give them the authority to work with ICE, to do what they need to do.
The other senators co-sponsoring the bill are Tom Tillis of South Carolina and Mike Rounds of South Dakota. The Biden administration has put limits on Immigration and Customs Enforcement arresting illegal immigrants starting the day he took office by undoing key Trump-era policies and replacing them with more liberal ones. Republican state attorneys general have been pushing back. Arizona is pursuing litigation, including a lawsuit with Missouri over the administration's narrowed enforcement guidelines. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The CDC is investigating some rare cases of heart inflammation among vaccinated teens and young adults. The complications were more common in males than in females and showed up about 4 days after a second dose of Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.